Now, with your eyes closed, just for a moment, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you, if you would, to think about what would your ideal relationship be like. The difference in people's lives, my friends, is that leaders always have a vision of the ideal. They don't settle for where things are. No matter how good it is, they always have something they want to create. It gives them energy in their life. There's a driving desire in every one of you right now. Every one of us has a driving desire, because desire is life. Desire is energy wanting to go someplace, to do something. Life exists because energy moves, and the movement of energy is driven by desire. So if you're alive, there must be some desire, and if your relationship is alive, it must grow, true or false. So whether you're in one or not, it must grow. And what will make it grow is when you allow your true desires to come into full expression. You must create a vision. If that vision is powerful enough, what makes a vision come to fruition is it's not just about you. If the vision is just for you, it doesn't happen. When a person has a vision that can affect millions of people for the positive, it happens faster, doesn't it? So if your vision is not just for yourself, but for your partner and yourself, the relationship, it can be realized more quickly. We need a vision, then we need hunger. Hunger, a driving desire to make that vision a reality. Hunger comes very often by stopping feeding ourselves, sublimating ourselves to other forces so that we don't need to look at our relationships, because after all, I feel good through my work, or I feel good through my kids, or I feel good through whatever. You gotta get hungry. You got to use your faith. Even though you've never had the experience and it seems impossible and all the people around you don't have it, doesn't mean you can. Achievers never do things that other people do. They always do what's supposed to be impossible. You all achieve a lot or you wouldn't be here. So we'll use those skills now. Here's what I want you to do. Breathe deep. Feel two emotions. First, feel strong. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Second, feel a sense of joy and happiness. Make the sounds of joy and happiness out loud, whatever they are for you. Add excitement to that. Add excitement to that feeling. And from that state now, from those feelings now, as if you're guided, I want you to create for yourself a vision for what would your ultimate relationship look like, specifically. What would it be like? Not the person. It could be the person you're with right now. What would your ultimate relationship look like? What would your relationship create, the two of you? Would it inspire other people? Who would smile when you walk by? What would it give to others? What would it give to you? Your ultimate relationship. You and your partner would share what in your ultimate relationship? What would you share? If it was your ultimate relationship, the way you'd ultimately want your relationship to be, what would be the result of that relationship? Because of that relationship, what would you both experience? What would you both experience? If it was your ultimate relationship, what emotions would be dominant in both of you? What would be the dominant emotions your partner would have? What dominant emotions would be yours? And your ultimate relationship, what would you talk about? What would you guys share in common in your ultimate relationship? What would you most like to share in common? In your ultimate relationship, what would you both value the most? What would you value the most together? In your ultimate relationship, what would you give? What would you give in an ultimate relationship? And how good would it feel to give that? Breathe as if you were giving that now. Breathe. Don't just make this intellectual. Bring it to your emotions. Bring it to your body right now. Step into that relationship as if you were there right now. And feel and breathe as if you're there right now. Feel the love of that relationship. Feel the caring, the compassion, the trust, the respect. How much would you respect your partner? What would you give to your partner in your ultimate relationship? What would they give to you? What else would you give? What else would you give? What would they give you? How would you make love in your ultimate relationship? Step in like you're there right now. How would you make love? What would it be like? Feel it. See it. Make any sound, any feeling. How connected would you be? What would you shout to the mountaintops about your partner, about your lover? What would you shout? What would you say? What would they say about you? What power would enter your body when you were beside your partner? What would you feel? What would you give? What would you share? What would you do together? What are things you would do together? In your ideal relationship, what would you do together? What would you tell each other? What would you laugh about? What would you cry about? What would light you up? What would you light your partner up in your ideal relationship? Get it to your emotions, not just your head. Get it in your body. Because of your relationship, what would happen? What would your relationship create around you? Sage and I were in South Beach, sitting at a little table at Johnny Rockets, having a veggie burger. And there were a group of children with balloons, about 15 of them, all about 8 to 10 years old. They didn't know who I was. We were just together in love, and they came over. And they said, "Could we give you guys a hug?" I thought, wow. And later on, they came over and said, "Would you like our balloons?" They gave us 15 balloons and gave us hugs. 8, 10, 12-year-olds. I thought, that's a relationship I'm proud of. One that inspires children. One that touches anyone. What will your relationship inspire? What could your relationship create? Your ideal relationship. Because of your relationship, who will you become to create this relationship? What's your ideal relationship? Feel it. Right now, get a vision. See what that relationship be like. Describe it out loud. What will your ideal relationship be like? Say it out loud. Describe it out loud. Your ultimate ideal relationship. What will you do? What will you share? Who will you be for each other? What will you give? What will you create? Together, who will you impact? What will this relationship be about? Ultimately, your ideal relationship. How much passion will there be? How will it be expressed? What pleasures will you share? What joys? How will you deal with sorrow or pain together? What greater gift is there from God than the ideal relationship? There is no greater one. Create it now in your mind. Create it now in your emotions. Bring it into your body. Feel it as if it's here right now. Own it. Who you are, who that person is, the level of honesty and trust. Feel the strength. Feel the love. Feel the freedom in this relationship to be yourself. Move your body if you are free in this relationship to be yourself. There was total love. If you knew the love would never go away, if you knew the love would never go away, how much would you open? How much would you give? How strong would you be for your partner if you knew it would never go away? How can you ensure that? By giving your all. No one leaves a relationship where all six needs are fulfilled by their partner. No one leaves a relationship where all six needs are met by the partner. Give them to your partner and receive them back in every way. Feel it. Get a clear vision. What is your ideal relationship? What does it look like? What's the impact of that relationship? What does it bring to your life? Take it inside. Own it so you can write it. Take it so you can put it on a piece of paper, and it'll trigger you to feel, not just know.